This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Forestry General Partnership has asked the community to respond with any feedback about the new proposed harvest block GH1 in the Gorge Harbor Anvil area. The Forestry Partnership, the CFGP, planned to harvest in this area in early 2023. I caught up with operations manager for the CFGP, Mark Lombard, to find out if he has received any feedback from the community since the announcement and further details about the proposal.
Ione is the forester, and so her and I have been responding to the queries or the comments and feedback. And we received 5 emails. 3 of them were regarding the Anvil Lake watershed. And just in the replies, we clarified or indicated that this proposed block is not in the Anvil Lake watershed. And I think that addressed some of the concerns. Or just one of the emails was quite rude and just mocked the idea of wildfire mitigation. And that's a little bit of a difficult one to reply to. But the reason that we're developing this area at this time is that in the 2020 Community Wildfire Protection Plan, there were 4 areas identified in the community forest as part of the overall Cortez Island Fire Protection Plan. And there were 4 areas in the community forest that they suggested mitigation efforts. And one of the key aspects of that is to develop access in case there's a fire. And they take into account the possibility of people coming in because there's access versus lightning versus all the other things. And they recommended that we develop access to this area and create some kind of a fuel break so that if there's a wildfire that starts in the Gorge Harbor residential neighborhood, that a summer northwesterly wouldn't be able to push it so effectively into the Manson's neighborhood or vice versa. And so that's why we're developing access to this area. And Blackwell and Associates is the preeminent consultant for wildfire in the province. And they sent a team to Cortez for several days. And I walked with their team throughout the community forest for 2 of those days. And they identified these priority areas. So we are trying to make it into a project that the community forest can deliver and make it financially viable on its own. So we're going to harvest this block and it'll actually make a bit of a fire break in that area. And then in conjunction with the road, it breaks up the landscape a little bit. So it's a lot of hemlock that's maturing in that area. Hemlock on Cortez usually only lives to about 80 or 90 years because it's really not the best bioclimatic zone for hemlock. And so that's the plan for the area. And I think most people have given a bit of a quiet assent. I haven't had too much. There's actually been no feedback to say that they oppose this block.
How long will you be opening up the opportunity for feedback on this?
Until the project starts, we're open to feedback on it. Lonnie, we're always open to feedback on any aspect of the community forest. We're initiating a 5-year plan, and we're going to, at the end of January, announce a format for a public feedback consultation mechanism for the new 5-year plan. Leading up to that, we're open to feedback, and throughout that process, we'll be open to feedback. And then just coming back to this specific block, we'll accept feedback until we do the project. But it's likely going to be a new follower training opportunity. And I know that there's two Cortez Islanders who did the level 1 chainsaw course as part of the road building project. The bucking, and they bucked a lot of the firewood for the seniors' firewood day. And those two individuals will be doing the falling as part of a new follower training project.
Thanks so much for taking the time. Is there anything else you wanted to mention about anything going on with the Forestry Partnership?
Just regarding the 5-year plan, Interim Chief Stephen Brown is he's developing the community consultation process for it, and he's going to put together a plan for that, which we're going to put out to the community at the end of January. And I believe, based on our last CFGP board meeting, that we'll have 3 public meetings or 3 specific opportunities for direct feedback, but there'll be opportunities for written feedback throughout the process. And we are hoping to have it completed by late spring this year.
The CFGP has announced that the GH1 block will begin harvesting on February 1st. They continue to accept feedback on that specific project until February 1st.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative,
the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.